having to answer to anyone. We are not supposed to know actually became a religious doctrine. There are certain secrets of the universe that God does not want us to know, this doctrine declared, and to even inquire about such things is blasphemy. This doctrine quickly spread from religion to politics and government. The result? There was a time in your history when certain questions asked at certain times in certain ways could get one's head cut off. Literally. This prohibition against inquiry elevated ignorance to a desirable attribute. It became very wise and very good manners not to ask questions. It became accepted behavior. Indeed, expected behavior. And while the punishment for the offense of impertinent inquiry may not seem quite as severe today as it was in days gone by, there are certain places on your planet where little has changed. Certain totalitarian regimes insist to this very hour that only voices of agreement be heard and that voices of dissent be silenced, sometimes in the most brutal ways. Such barbaric behaviors are justified by proclamations that they are necessary to ensure order. Protests by the international community are met with indignant sniffs. Repressive governments declaring such issues internal matters. Now I tell you this, the essence of love is freedom. Anyone who says they love you and that they are looking out for you will grant you freedom. It is as simple as that. You do not have to look further or deeper for more sophisticated understanding. I've told you before and I will tell you again, there are only two energies at the core of the human experience, love and fear. Love grants freedom, fear takes it away. Love opens up, fear closes down. Love invites full expression, fear punishes it. By this measure, you can know whether someone is loving you or fearing you. Do not look to what they say, look to what they do. Love invites you always to break the bonds of ignorance, to ask any question, to seek any answer, to speak any word, to share any thought, to support any system, to worship any God, to live your truth. Love invites you always to live your truth. That's how you can know it is love. I love you. That is why I have come to tell you that ignorance is an illusion. You know everything that there is to know about who you really are, which is the essence of love. There is nothing you have to learn. You need merely remember. You have been told that you cannot know God, and that to even ask about me is an offense against me. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that there is something that I need from you, and if you do not give it to me, you may not return home to oneness with me. That's not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that you are separate from me and that you are separate from each other. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that there is not enough and that you must therefore compete with each other for everything, including me. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that if you do not do what I require in this competition, you will be punished, and that the punishment is condemnation to everlasting torture. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that my love for you is conditional, and that if you know and meet my conditions, and all the conditions needed to win the competition for life, then you are superior. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. Finally, you've been told that you do not know that these statements are untrue, and that you can never know, because it is all far too much for you to understand. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. Now here is the truth. God needs nothing. God cannot fail, and neither can you. Nothing is separate from anything. There is enough. There is nothing you have to do. You will never be judged. You will never be condemned. Love knows no condition. A thing cannot be superior to itself. You already know all of this.